More Idaho Matters right now. The confirmation of quagga mussel larvae in the Snake River last week was a discovery that's long been dreaded for the Pacific Northwest. Our Rachel Cohen reports on the possible implications for the region.
DNA lab results from routine testing on the river in Twin Falls came back positive Monday.
The initial phone call was a bit of a shock, but this is what we planned for.
Nick Zerflew is the Idaho State Department of Agriculture Bureau Chief for Invasive Species. Just a day later, tourists and boaters are gone from the typically bustling waterfront at the base of the canyon. In their place are scientists searching for the microscopic baby mussels floating in the water.
So the goal is this hunt out for the quagga mussel.
The adults are smaller than a human thumbnail and are some of the most invasive creatures in the U.S. A single female can produce more than 1 million eggs in a year. Within a month of hatching, they latch onto surfaces, clogging irrigation pipes, drinking water intakes, and hydropower equipment. On Tuesday, about 20 department staff were spread out on the river in boats and kayaks collecting water samples in plankton nets.
So it's a 63-micron screen. So anything bigger than that, we're going to capture, kind of like a coffee filter.
Zerflew says they want to know how many larvae called veligers there are and how far they've gone.
That's what we're hopeful is that it is contained within this area.
There's a chance the veligers sneaked into the water on their own. The other possibility, of course, is that they're the offspring of adult quagga mussels that have already taken up residence. During a press conference Tuesday, Governor Brad Little worried a full infestation could drive up irrigation costs for the Magic Valley and have far-reaching effects for Idaho.
These invasive invaders could cost the state hundreds of millions of dollars in actual and in indirect costs.
It's not just an Idaho problem, though, says Blaine Parker, an invasive species biologist for the Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission. That's because the snake flows into the Columbia.
All that water's connected. It's a huge deal.
Parker says for the past 3 decades, the region has been working hard to keep the quagga and similarly invasive zebra mussel out. They've infiltrated all other major river basins in the country.
The key is that when quagga and zebra mussels invade a system, they can turn the ecology on its ear.
The quagga mussels are filter feeders, stripping out plankton from the water and disrupting the food web for native fish. Parker says it could also affect salmon migration to native spawning grounds.
The very presence of mussels coating fish ladders and fishways and juvenile bypass systems affect the ability of those systems to safely and efficiently pass juvenile fish and adult fish back and forth through the system.
For these reasons, Washington is pushing its water monitoring and boat inspection crews closer to the Idaho border. Justin Bush coordinates invasive species policy there and says everything in the region, from agriculture to hydropower, relies on water.
It's going to impact every portion of our lives. It will change what it means to be a Pacific Northwesterner.
He imagines more restrictions on boating and recreation. Still, Zerflew in Twin Falls is hopeful containing the mussel population is still possible. That's why the state is scrambling to decontaminate all boats that have been in this stretch of the river in the last month.
Making sure all watercraft coming out of the reservoir is properly clean, drained, dried with 140 degrees water.
Zerflew says more lab results in the coming weeks could reveal the scope of the problem and possible solutions.
It's a crisis, no doubt, but it's still a very manageable crisis.
Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, we're taking center stage. Introducing NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of Black-led stories from NPR's podcasts. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.